Okay. Parshat Chukat has the laws of Tumah Tahara in this very famous pasuk. Zotar Adam Ki Kemut Ba'Ohel the Chazal or Dorish and Bar Brachot Ain Divrei Torah Ben Kaimim El Nimishim Meimid Atzmo Aleim. And the Chavetz Chaim here has a question more on the Mamar Chazal than on, you know, about this pasuk, but it's the drash of Chazal that's very often quoted regarding this pasuk. What does it mean that Divrei Torah is only Kaim about somebody who kills himself? What do you mean? The whole point of the Torah and the mitzvahs is to live by them. You don't have to kill yourself. The Torah wants you, would rather you be docha mitzvot if it comes at the expense of your life. We have rules of pikuach nefesh, so you know there are docha all sorts of mitzvahs. Maybe there's three mitzvahs about that you don't kill yourself over. Did you kill yourself over? But for most of the mitzvahs, you don't kill yourself over them. So what does this mean? That ain't divrei Torah mekayim ela mishmiratzmo aleihem. So the Chafetz Chaim has a mashal. He says, imagine this person runs a business, and it's a mom and pop business, but very successful. So he has lots and lots of customers all the time. And so they come to him from local town and from the nearby towns, and they come, and he's busy all day with this business. So busy from, you know, running the store and setting up the store and ordering and buying and selling and everything he has to do, that he doesn't have a chance to go to shul and daven in a minyan. Forget, you know, serious time for learning. He doesn't even have a chance to daven in a minyan. So many years go by, and this is how he lives his life, and he, you know, supports his family, and he's from and Yari Shemayim. We're not knocking this person's Yari Shemayim, but he's a from person. But on the other hand, he's not davening with a minyan, and he's not learning regularly. So this person's getting old. He says now his hair is starting to whiten in his beard, and he's getting a little bit weaker, and he starts to feel, you know, I don't know how much time I have left in this world. So, you know, maybe I should start paying attention to what I'm going to answer when it comes to the tachlis, to Yom HaDin. You know, what did you do in this world? Did you learn? Did you daven in a minyan? So, you know what? I'm going to start putting in an effort. So he makes a decision that tomorrow he's going to go to minyan and he's going to stay after shul and learn for 2 hours. Okay, and he's not going to worry about how many people are waiting for him at his store. So the first day he does this, and he just learns, and it was great. And he comes back to the store, and of course, they're lined up. What is going on? Where is he? You know, the sign in the store says, open at 7 a.m., and he wasn't there. What's going on? And his wife is there. You know, where were you? We were so worried. And, you know, I got caught up in something, and I had a delay, and fine. Takes care of the store. The next day, this happens again. So what? She comes looking for him. And she goes and she looks everywhere and she finds him sitting in the shul learning. And she goes, starts to yell at him. What is this with you? Have you gotten out of your mind? Are you mad? The whole store is filled with customers waiting for you. And I don't care about our loss, but all these people, we can't kick them out of the store. And everybody's competing with us, and they're annoying, you know. And all these people are depending on you. How can you possibly do that? So the Chafetz Chaim says, the husband answers her, listen, my dear wife, and obviously the better solution might have been to communicate this to the wife in advance. But this was the situation when he didn't make that decision. So this is not a way to learn how to communicate your wife with your wife from this mashal. This mashal is about specifically understanding this Mamar Chazal. So he says, imagine I died. So it came time. You know, Malach HaMavis comes, says your time's up. Would I have any chance to, wait, give me a few minutes. Let me take care of the customers. You don't have those opportunities when your time comes. Your time comes, and there's nothing to discuss. So he says, imagine if I were to die, would you care that about the help in the store for those 2 hours? He says, that's the coming of the Mamar Chazal. Ein divrei Torah mekayimim ela mishmiratzmo atzmo aleihem means that you have to view yourself as almost dead. If you view yourself as almost dead, you'll very often make the much better big picture decision. The right decision for you as a person, as a Jew, as an Oved Hashem. you view yourself as dying, so or almost dying, so there's no response. There's no chance to do tshuva at that point. So the only chance you have is before that. So you view yourself as almost dying. This is your opportunity to do tshuva. This is your opportunity to go to shul and daven with the minyan. This is your opportunity to learn. It's the only way that you can be mekayim the Torah properly is b'mish and meimi datzmo aleh. You view yourself as almost dead. So this mashal, the Chafetz Chaim, certainly gives us proper food for thought as to taking advantage of our time, using it properly to accumulate as much Torah and as many mitzvot as possible.